never see another investigation on the scale and scope of the church investigation.
Do you think that the CIA and military intelligence agencies and the FBI have used the emergency provisions, both in law and by emergency agency, to have contingency plans which threaten the liberty of American citizens?
The United States government has perfected a technological capability. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. There would be no place to hide. The technological capacity that the intelligence community has given the government could enable it to impose total tyranny.
I mean, this crooks kid that did this, that shot at the president. What? How? What happened?
I don't think the CIA is doing anything quite like MKUltra anymore.
Why do you think that?
I think you had the Church Commission hearings in the late 70s, and somehow things got exposed, and then when a bureaucracy is forced to be formalized.
After the Allied victory in Europe of World War II on May 8, 1945, the Office of Strategic Services, the intelligence agency formed during World War II, conducted Operation Paperclip, a program in which over 1,500 Nazi German scientists, technicians, and engineers were smuggled into the United States. President Truman's order concerning Operation Paperclip expressly excluded anyone even remotely associated with the Nazi Party. However, the Joint Intelligence Objectives Agency, a subcommittee of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expunged from public record all Nazi Party affiliations in regards to the German scientists. From this exodus of evil sprung a variety of mind control operations. The Central Intelligence Agency succeeded the Office of Strategic Services during World War II, as a result of the National Security Act of 1947, which granted the CIA no police or law enforcement functions either at home or abroad to coordinate secret espionage activities against the Axis powers for the branches of the United States Armed Forces. Secretly, Project Chatter was conducted in order to identify agents synthetic and natural that could enhance interrogation. Project Bluebird experimented with the possibility of using humans as mind-controlled warfare agents. CIA Director Alan Dulles was quoted as complaining that they did not have enough human guinea pigs to try these extraordinary techniques. Thus, officially, the MKUltra project was sanctioned in 1953. The project received over $25 million and involved hundreds of experiments on human subjects at 80 different institutions.
I give the CIA a total credit for sponsoring and initiating the entire consciousness movement, counterculture events of the 1960s.
Human experimentation on the U.S. population finally creeped into the public eye when, in the summer of 1975, Congressional Church Committee reports revealed to the public for the first time that the CIA and the Department of Defense had conducted experiments on both unwitting and cognizant human subjects as part of a huge program to control human behavior through the use of psychoactive drugs.
I'm Chris G. Nicola, born July 1962, rendering me 32 years of age. I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. All these experiments were performed on me in conjunction with mind control techniques and drugs in Tucson, Arizona. He often tied me down in a cage, which was near his office. Between 1972 and 1976, he and his assistants were sometimes careless and left the cage unlocked. Whenever physically possible, I snuck into his office and found files with reports and memos addressed to CIA and military personnel.
Recent declassified documents reveal the CIA's interrogation test involving one of their own unwitting agents with an AI computer. This virtual interrogator from 1983 paved the way to carry out AI chatbot interviews with an unknowing public. The techniques of interrogation, control, and mental manipulation have brought into the modern world.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So there's all kinds of reasons why we're seeing the markets collapse. And I'm gonna discuss what the U.S. policy should be in the midst of all this chaos. And it's really a no-brainer. It's not left or right. It's really just survival instinct and pro-peace is what it would be. And so I'll get into that, and it ties in to what's going on in the U.K. now with just total chaos. Some are calling it civil war. But what did you expect to happen when you have what is essentially a cultural invasion, a foreign invasion, no assimilation, no appreciation of country or culture, and then once you cross a certain threshold, that's what you get. That's what you get. And so there's standoffs in the streets, there's looting, it's total chaos. So you kind of see both sides of it, where is this the equivalent of Black Lives Matter for white people burning and looting and destroying their own hometown? But then on the other side, what is the result? What is the decision process when you see your cities get turned over, your cultures get turned over? But then really the Rubicon is when women are getting raped and murdered in the streets, and it's coming from these migrant groups. And then there's no legal recourse. There's no political recourse. But see, it all ties in. It all ties into the same thing of we have to make smarter foreign policy decisions. We have to make smarter domestic policy decisions, and we should have seen this coming, or rather, the UK should have seen this coming. But there's a level of it that is, of course, by design, and we'll get into that. But let's talk about the headline story. Ukraine confirms F-16s have arrived in country as Zelensky heralds new chapter in fight against Russia. A new chapter. Isn't that wonderful? How can F-16s help Ukraine fight Russia? Well, they really can't. It's not like this is an overwhelming fleet here. It's not like it's something that the Russians couldn't handle. I don't know the logic, quite frankly, from this administration. I'm not sure if it exists at this point. We do have an appearance from Joe Biden today. Folks, the guy is gone. He's gone. If he is making, I'm not sure what's better, Joe Biden making decisions or Joe Biden not making decisions. So I don't know who's making decisions. But if it's Biden, that's bad. If it's not Biden, it's bad. So it's bad either way. It would appear the only reason why the U.S. would send F-16s to Ukraine is to keep the boondoggle going, to keep the money laundering going, to keep the war going. And then, I mean, maybe to try to escalate, to try to instigate Russia. Ukraine can't fly these jets. And this fleet of jets might be good for a skirmish, might be good for a mission, and that'll probably be it. This isn't some overwhelming force that's going to change the course of this war. This isn't some breakneck moment where now Ukraine has the upper hand. Please. So why is this World War III, according to Joe Biden? Well, it's don't ask me. You have to ask Joe Biden, because he's the one that said this in 2022. This was from March 2022, guys. Go ahead.
Look, the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
All right, so let's get it straight. According to Joe Biden, sending F-16s to Ukraine is World War III. Well, they have just sent F-16s to Ukraine. So what do you call that? Is that World War III, Joe? Did you make that decision, Joe? Who made that decision? That's called World War III. Biden defends decision not to send jets to Ukraine. So that's just over 2 years ago. My, what a change of policy. What changed your mind? Who's going to fly the jets? Who's training people to fly the jets? What is the end goal here? Oh, no, we don't get that asked and answered. We just get Joe Biden saying it's World War III if we send F-16s to Ukraine. And then today, F-16 fighter jets land in Ukraine. And Zelensky, of course, is up there praising it, barely can see over the podium. A garden gnome who has never worn a suit or tie in his life, except when he's doing gay dance routines for Ukrainian television, then he wears the suit and tie. But when he's the president of Ukraine during a wartime, he can't find a suit and tie. He's got a t-shirt and a hoodie. Even when he's addressing our Congress. So that's World War III, according to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, according to his own logic, just started World War III. The media is totally silent, by the way. Nobody condemning this. Nobody asking questions. Nobody demanding a press conference. Joe Biden comes out today for a short address. Nothing gets mentioned. Nothing gets brought up. He can barely even talk. But it's World War III, according to Joe Biden. And that's just half the picture. U.S. sending reinforcements to the Middle East. U.S. sends more fighter jets and ships to the Middle East ahead of possible Iranian retaliation. So the Biden administration is escalating in Ukraine. The Biden administration is escalating in the Middle East. Meanwhile, your cost of living is going up. Basic border security doesn't exist. And the Democrats just nominated Kamala Harris, who didn't receive a single vote. But the American press sees nothing wrong with any of that. The American media, the Richter scale of this news is just not even registering to them. Not even registering. So here's Biden today as the stock market tanks. Well, maybe it's worth mentioning. Yeah, the stock market is in the red. But you know who's doing awfully well? The weapons manufacturers and contractors. Oh, yeah. Congratulations if you had stock in Lockheed Martin today. I got to say, congratulations to you. You have done well. So the entire market is red, not Lockheed Martin. I wonder what Raytheon looks like, too. Or Gunthrop Northman. You know, just the weapons manufacturers and contractors. So if you got it, but I just happen to have Lockheed Martin on my desk. Let's see what else. Yeah, Lockheed doing well. Oh, no, even Northrop is down. What about Raytheon, guys? Northrop barely down compared to the rest of the market. It's really just flat. But Lockheed, whew, even Raytheon is down. That's okay. So Raytheon, so they barely, they're basically flattening. But Lockheed over this weekend, everything else tanking, Lockheed skyrocketing, and now it's flat. So the weapons manufacturers went up this last 4 days, but now they're just kind of flattening. So what does that tell you? The stock market is collapsing, but not the weapons manufacturers. Not the weapons contractors. Those stocks are holding nicely. So here's Biden. He makes an appearance today. Again, he's just given up. They've just given up. And he's not running for president anymore, so I guess it's done. They don't even try to pretend like he's not just worse for the wear. So here's low-energy Biden. They don't even hop him up on the drugs anymore, folks. Trying to blame Trump for the economy today, clip one.
And now, my predecessors like to say, America is a failing nation. In my face, bless me, Father, for his sin. I mean, come on.
Why is that?
Failing
funny?
Nation. And by the way, did you hear he wants to see the stock market crash? Because he does not want it now. We're doing well. He acknowledges by that we're doing pretty damn well economically and getting better. He wants to see the stock market crash. You know why? He doesn't want to be the next Herbert Hoover. As I told him, he's already Hoover. He's the only president to be president for 4 years and lose jobs, not gain any jobs. Come on, man. You know, some of the things he said... Well, I don't get started. But look... Frankly, to put it very politely, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Wow. Moving. A moving delivery. By the way, that's at the Internet Infrastructure Conference there. Guys, remember the story? The Biden administration committed some billions of dollars to Internet infrastructure. They put Kamala Harris in charge of it. And not a single high-speed fiber optics Ethernet cable was laid. Not one. Bueller. Billions of dollars, zero fiber optic cables. Billions of dollars, Kamala Harris in charge, no internet. None. Hey, the media is not going to bring that up during the Joe Biden internet accessibility speech. Why would they? Joe doesn't even know where he is. And now the duty is to fluff up Kamala. Yeah, February 2023. Vice President Harris announces progress in lowering internet costs for families, funding to expand high-speed internet access. They didn't expand anything. They spent a bunch of money. Where'd the money go? Where did the money go? But yes, it's Trump's fault. Biden bureaucracy derails high-speed internet across country. Oh, darn it. Hey, it didn't stop him with the cancellation of student loan debt, which was illegal. But it's Trump's fault, guys. Trump's fault the economy is collapsing. Not Biden's fault. Sending military assistance into the Middle East, sending F-16s to Ukraine, allowing a coup to take place and Kamala Harris to become the nominee. None of that has to do with it. Stopping energy production. None of that has anything to do with it. It's Trump, don't you know? Trump did this. Trump. What are we going to do about that inflation? What are we going to do? So it's like they can't deny there's inflation, but then they tell you it's the greatest economy ever. Maybe Kamala has a plan, though. Kamala, What is your plan to fix inflation, clip three?
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. Mm-hmm. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more.
Right.
And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
Yes.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Yeah, we get that. What's the solution?
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously. Very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country.
Oh,
so it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a priority, therefore.
Wow. So what was the solution again? You're taking it seriously. Got you. That's the solution. You're taking it seriously. Oh, Kamala becomes the nominee and the stock market crashes? I mean, with genius like that, I don't get it. How could it? You'd think people would be so confident now that Kamala could potentially be president. You'd think people would know that the genius, the economic fortitude of one Kamala Harris, you'd think that that would be confidence to build the stock market. No, but it tanked. I just don't get it. Completely avoids the question. These people are completely out of their minds. I wonder, from my analysis, the propaganda isn't working. And yet it's prevalent. And I got another example of this. But you know, let's just see how committed they are to this. This is Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes over the weekend. I don't know how many bottles of wine it takes to reach this conclusion. Your guess is as good as mine. Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes, clip four.
In a good place to make whatever decision, the top of his game, such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States, want to
really
know what comes next.
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore, Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden.
Biden on Mount Rushmore, according to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, come on. Two bottles of wine? What are we thinking here, guys? Four? And a carton of ice cream? But imagine Leslie Stahl up there, who sits there and will harangue Donald Trump when he says that they spied on him, and barely even bats an eye when Kamala Harris says Joe Biden belongs on Mount Rushmore. But think about what she says at the end of it. She says, well, you know, Teddy Roosevelt is up there. Well, what does she admit? So what's her point? Is that because he was a Democrat and Lincoln was a Republican? So she's like, hey, you know, there's already a Democrat, so a Democrat can be up there. Yeah, Lincoln was a Republican. What is even her point with that? I don't know. Do you think Leslie got to partake in some of the wine beforehand? These are not serious people. So I'm wondering, how does this propaganda affect the American people? And I've got some other examples of this as well. But here's a real-world example. And again, I've talked about this before, and so don't be mad at me. But I have been tuning into the Olympics passively. I've had it on my screens at home, and I get it if you boycott it. I'm in the media. I'm here to report the news, so I'm watching it for news perspectives. And so Kamala, the Harris campaign, has been running ads during the Olympics. They're running about every hour on the hour. And the ad, and this is where it gets crazy. You would think that Kamala's opponent, Donald Trump, is the incumbent. You would think that she's running against the current administration. Because in this ad, she claims that there's a bad economy that she's trying to fix. She claims that there's open borders that she's trying to fix. She claims that there's a people don't trust, have safety, trust in public safety that she's going to fix. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, what? You're in charge. You're running against yourself. The economic problems, you caused them. The education problems, you caused them. The safety and security problems, you caused them. The open border, you caused it. But really the one that I think sticks out is how they're running these ads, and she's saying how she's fighting for a better economy. The economy's in a bad place, but she's going to fix it. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe people catch on that she's basically running against herself in this phenomenon of an ad. Or are the American people going to be offended by that, as they should be? That should be offensive to the American people. Because I hear that and I think, well, wait a second. I'm still paying more for gas. I'm still paying more for energy costs. I'm still paying more on the grocery bill. And that's just, you don't have to be into politics or news to understand that. Border, education, safety, you know, maybe these are a little more wonky. But, I mean, money, it's the economy, stupid. Everybody sees their grocery bill. Everybody sees the price at the pump. Everybody sees their energy bill. That's not political. That's the real world. So I'm curious. Americans seeing this ad from Kamala Harris saying, oh, the economy's in bad shape, I'm going to fix it. Like, are they offended that the Harris campaign thinks you're stupid? Oh, you don't realize she's the one in the White House? Like, she's running against herself here? She's running against the problems that she caused? That should offend the average American. But I'm watching this, and then there's another thing that's worth mentioning. Have not seen a single Trump ad. And I just don't get that. I just do not get that at all. What is the RNC doing? What is the GOP doing? How are you not running ads during the Olympics? How are you letting the Harris campaign control the narrative and the political ad space during the Olympics? There is no excuse for that. I don't care what excuse you're coming up with in your head right now. I don't care what strategy decision you think is being made in this. Big F. Big, fat, stinking F. It doesn't even have to be a pro-Trump ad. You just run an ad, pay the extra juice to have it run after her ad, and say, here's the cost. You know, Kamala Harris wants to campaign on the economics, but here's economics under Kamala Harris. And show the price increase in food, the price increase in gas, the price increase in electricity down the line. And you're just going to let the Democrats dominate that ad space with 92 days till the election and all these eyes on the TV? It doesn't even have to be anti-Trump. Don't even mention Trump. Just show all the negative policies from Harris. So I don't get that at all. And this RNC leadership has been a lot better than the previous leadership. We'd all agree with that. But not running ads during the Olympics? Big fat failure. Horrible.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God,
have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation at InfoWar Counter Allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan.
Reports that, but it is what it is. Israel is just the latest. And it's new, and it's happening right now in front of our face, so it's televised.
But we have to protect Ukraine because the bigger guy is coming in to take out the little guy.
Yeah.
And so we have to protect Israel because the... I'm sorry. I got confused. There's no logical consistency there. You know, Ben Shapiro is kind of in the low-hanging fruit in all of this, and that's fine.
He's really exposed himself.
But really, he has.
A lot of people have.
A lot of people have, but like, I agree. Shapiro's kind of low-hanging fruit with all this. But, you know, here's the attitude that I see. There was this news... A senior State Department official has publicly resigned from his position, citing his opposition to the continued lethal assistance the U.S. government is providing to Israel. So this is obviously a Democrat, a leftist in the political ideology. And Shapiro says, good, get out. Well, okay, he's a member of the media, so whatever. But this is the attitude that many members of our government have. It's like if you're anti-war, somehow that makes you anti-Semitic. If you're anti-war in Ukraine, that means you're pro-Putin. That is the most low-level intelligence. I mean, that's like one-dimensional kindergarten thinking.
The good news is that that used to work very well a while ago. Back in 9/11 days, that type of rhetoric, it worked brilliantly. And if you spoke out against it, you were not going to find much people that would openly agree with you. Things are different now. There's a very large, this is what gives me, the only thing that gives me hope still is there is a large amount of people that are waking up to this that are just seeing all the lies and are done with it and they don't want it.
You know, I think the one thing, if there was one thing that might be able to bring people together or provide some clarity, would be 9/11 truth. What really happened on 9/11?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Good luck getting that. You would need your, you would need a government that isn't just nothing but crooks, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I agree. That was kind of the idea that I had, and a lot of people had, was that if you just expose the truth to people, rip the Band-Aid off, force red pill everyone, job done. And I still agree with that, but you need some support in government for that. But one thing I will say before the break's coming up, I've been watching from Florida, and I am really proud of you and Harrison and Alex and the whole crew here, because through all this, we really have, once again, been just about the only real source of media that's telling it from all sides and isn't just throwing out propaganda and pro-war stuff. And, you know, it makes me proud.
Yeah, I've been proud of that, too. And really, it just shows, once again, our loyalty is to the truth. And I think it's shown so many people out there that might even be truth tellers, but their loyalty at the end of the day is not to the truth.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. My loyalty is to the truth. Truth and love. That's the only thing I think that's going to make this world a better place, is to put these two things as our priorities in life.
All right, Greg Reese making his return to the InfoWars studios. He's got the long flow now. I've heard it could be a rumor, but now it's proof positive. He's going for the Bannon look, is what I've heard.
Well, I got to put on, I got to eat some more.
You got to also wear maybe three polos, I think, at once, too.
Yeah.
It's great to have Greg Reese back in Austin. He's going to be part of my sending off going away party. It means a lot. Well, this is a family here, and you and the audience are a part of it as well.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared on March 8, 2014. On May 19th, about 9 weeks later, a leaked video was published to YouTube by a third party who claimed to have received it on March 12th. The video shows what appears to be a jet airliner on fire, being trailed by three spiraling orbs. Eventually, the three orbs change to a vertical pattern and disappear in a flash with the airliner, leaving a dead-end trail of smoke in the sky. A month later, on June 12th, a second video was published to the same channel that showed the exact same event taken from a different viewpoint. These videos have been deleted from YouTube, but can still be found on archive.org. Ashton Forbes and his team have been researching these videos extensively and have provided exhaustive evidence that these videos are legitimate, including digital forensics verified by CGI professionals, eyewitnesses, and government data. Forbes and his team have successfully addressed all debunker claims and have listed them for all to see on X.com at Just X Ashton. So far, nobody has been able to debunk this research. Their research shows that the first leaked video was taken from a pair of American signals intelligence satellites known as USA-229, twin satellites capable of creating 3D stereoscopic images by capturing two slightly different views. The twin USA-229 satellites are logged at the exact location, time, and apparent angle required to have captured this video. This event occurred at around 2:30 in the morning. It was completely dark. The wavelengths captured by these cameras are for detail, and the stereoscopic effect allows for added depth perception. The source of the second video has been identified as an MQ-1C Gray Eagle unmanned combat drone with infrared and thermal technology. This video focuses on the heat signature. And the man responsible for leaking these videos seems to be Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin. He was accused of being a spy, but court transcripts prove that this was just spin. The details of his crimes, including the time they happened, are redacted. But it came out in the trial that the classified information in question was published on the internet, and Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin had full security clearance to the same technology used to capture these videos. Using Inmarsat satellite ping data and military radar to track its path, and eyewitness testimony to verify it, Forbes put together the final flight path of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. On March 7th, at 1642 UTC, Flight 370 takes off from Kuala Lumpur International Airport. At 1721, the plane abruptly turns back towards the nearest airport in Penang. A witness on an oil rig reported that the plane was on fire. Several witnesses along the East Coast reported hearing a loud bang and seeing a glow coming from the plane as it passed overhead. At 1752, the co-pilot's mobile phone pings the local tower. At 1840, an eyewitness on a boat reported that the plane was glowing orange and appeared on fire. The Inmarsat ping data shows the same sharp left turn that we see in the videos, and then abruptly goes to zero as the plane disappears. The CCP released Chinese satellite images that appear to be three orbs. They first claimed it was debris and later said that releasing the image was a mistake. According to Chinese media, 19 families have signed a statement claiming they made calls that connected to missing passengers after the disappearance, but without an answer. Some people are saying this was alien UFOs saving a plane from crashing, but this doesn't explain the fact that three different advanced U.S. military surveillance cameras captured this one event. 23 of the passengers on board were related to Freescale Semiconductors, a field leading the development of superconductor technology, which is what this appears to be, some type of superconductor targeting system for teleportation, which is reminiscent of what the Nazis were doing with their highly classified Die Glock project. Luminous objects like this were first reported in May of 1940 as Germany invaded Belgium. And by 1942, several people began reporting them, starting in the skies over Germany. American pilots during World War II called them Foo Fighters. And let's not forget Gary McKinnon, who in 2002 was accused of perpetrating the biggest military computer hack of all time, and who claimed to have seen evidence of an advanced off-world military fleet. Greg Reese reporting.
Fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
A video of an emotional woman on a plane saying that the man next to her was not real goes viral. This is followed by multiple videos of people claiming to have witnessed the man's eyes wink from side to side.
When he winked at me, and it was his left eye looking back at me, it didn't wink like this. It winked like this.
It didn't, like this. It was almost like his pupils winked. It was like from, like this way.
A video from 2022 falsely claims that it captured the event. And while it all goes viral, many of us can smell the nonsense. A Freemason with 300,000 followers on TikTok releases a video claiming to be the actual man from the plane.
So we're attempting to fly out of Dallas-Fort Worth, and then basically this woman, she sits next to me, and she's clearly been drinking. I'm minding my own business, and sure enough, she sees my hoodie that has this Freemason logo on it. And on top of that, she noticed my ring, so she started to ask questions. Nothing dramatic, just asked me, do I know what these symbols mean? Why am I wearing it? What's the purpose? Yada, yada, yada. And long story short, I basically just say, hey, I'm a Freemason. Next thing I know, she basically starts to grill me about low-level Freemason and that it's all Satanism and that it's ruled by reptilians and blah, blah, blah. So I simply put my hood up and I started to ignore her and basically just mind my own business. So moral of the story, don't believe everything you hear on the internet.
You cannot believe anything you hear on the internet or anywhere else for that matter. And there are two main reasons why this all went viral. First off, the story of reptilian humanoids living among us goes all the way back to the beginning of recorded history. The oldest official writings on Earth are the Sumerian texts. They describe a reptilian race that genetically modified human beings with their own reptilian DNA. All three of the Abrahamic religions describe a reptilian race of humanoids that live among us. The story of the Garden of Eden in the Torah, wherein Adam and Eve were created in the image of the Elohim, reptilian beings known as the Nahash began breeding with Eve so that they could be more like the Elohim. According to the Torah, these Nahash were obsessed with genetic modification and still live among us today, where they feed off a substance called afar, which is the same substance that human beings are made of. In the Christian Bible, this creature is described as a serpent in a tree. In the Nag Hammadi, early Christian Gnostics wrote of a race of creatures known as the Archons, described as a reptilian humanoid. These Archons fed off of humans.
including negative emotions such as fear and anger. The Quran also has writings that describe reptilian creatures who live among us, known as the jinn. The Australian Aboriginal people have traditions and paintings that date back thousands of years, depicting a rainbow serpent creator god. And about 10,000 miles away, the Aztec Mayan serpent gods Kulkukan and Quetzalcoatl are also described as rainbow serpents, and were believed to have created human beings using their own DNA. This is found everywhere. The Druids of England called it Hakpen. The Romans called it Glycon. In Africa, it was Niami Niami. In Egypt, it was Apophis. Many royal bloodlines have claimed to be descendants of these serpent gods, such as Alexander the Great of Macedon, Emperor Jimmu of Japan, and the Dragon Dynasty of Media, now known as Iran. The Nagas serpent beings of India are believed to still live among us in underground cities, and the Hopi Indians have stories of underground cities that are home to thousands of lizard people. Modern science supports the idea that humans have been genetically modified in the distant past, and neuroscientist Paul MacLean introduced the triune brain model, which is based on an evolutionary view of human brain development, the reptilian brain being the most primal. This is where our fight or flight response comes from. It is the home of our lower ego mind. If we are part reptilian, then this could explain why we are so flawed and why we have Jesus to show us how to behave. Which brings us to the second reason why this all went viral. The reptilian brain craves attention and a distraction. Anything to avoid looking at one's own flaws. But the only power that we really have is the power to change ourselves. The power to raise our own consciousness. And for every person who fails to do this, the world is left with another mentally ill person, adding to all the chaos. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, there was a story over the weekend that went pretty viral. But leave it to me to notice what others don't. And so here's your report. Clip 26, an individual who worked at an airport was able to steal an airplane. That's right, steal an airplane. Here's the report in clip 26, and I'll tell you what they didn't notice as we go to the report now.
It was August 10th, 2018. Richard Russell, also known as Bebo, clocked into work at SeaTac Airport at 2:36 p.m. You see him here briefly showing his badge to TSA. He walks through the employee security checkpoint. He's wearing a black t-shirt that says, "The sky's no limit." He grabs his backpack and continues. After this moment, 5 hours go by, according to the FBI report. It's unclear what he was doing for this time. Around 7:15 p.m., he arrived with a tow vehicle at the cargo area at the far north end of SeaTac, known as Cargo 1. Air traffic control started to sense something was not right when trying to make contact.
The dash 8 on runway 16 center, say your call sign.
That's Russell on the left side of your screen in the tow vehicle. He's got complete control over the aircraft. You can see him release the plane from the vehicle, and the plane starts rolling forward. He really only has a few seconds to start running towards the door of the plane. Watch him as he opens the cabin door and jumps in. He pulls the door back up very quickly.
Seattle ground, horizon guy, about to take off. It's going to be crazy.
More pilots started to chime in, and then it became clear something was definitely wrong.
Sorry, you need to call and scramble now.
Russell can be seen taking off in this new video. Several angles show the Horizon airplane leaving ground.
There's an emergency situation going on, and FAA Tower's not accepting any aircraft right now, not letting anybody depart.
While up in the air, Russell continued to radio in.
Hey, I found myself in a bit of a predicament. I'm in the air right now, and just kind of soaring around.
At one point, he said he was going to check out Mount Rainier. Down below, all aircraft held from taking off.
Just kind of freezing everybody at the moment.
An hour and 13 minutes after taking off, Russell crashed the plane on a remote Pierce County island, ending one of the most serious domestic airline security breaches since 9/11. The FBI ruled his death a suicide.
Hold on, pause it right there. Pause it. What do I see there? What do I see on the screen here, guys? No. What do we see on the screen here, guys? Come on, how does everybody miss this? You're overthinking it. No. There it is. It's plane wreckage. It's plane debris. At a plane crash site. There it is. Okay. Let me see the... Wait. Let me see the... There it is. There's the plane debris. That's it. That's it right there. At a plane crash site, there's plane debris. I see it now. Why am I making a big fuss over this? Have you figured it out yet, folks? Where was the plane debris in Pennsylvania on September 11, 2001? There was none. Where was the plane debris on September 11, 2001 in the Pentagon? There was none. You could even say where was the plane debris at the Twin Towers? Well, okay, maybe it all blew up. That's a different story, though. Plane crash, plane debris. You had it at that story. I don't know why that video went viral, but it did over the weekend. But I noticed there's actual plane debris. Patrick Halley is about to join us in the next segment with a big announcement. But Patrick, did you see what I look at? It's plane debris, Patrick. At the side of a plane crash, there's plane debris. Patrick, how do I explain this? I can't figure it out. I was told there's a plane crash. There is no plane debris. It's just, there's none in Pennsylvania. There's none in the Pentagon on September 11th.
Where's Rumsfeld? He was like Rambo. Remember, he was saving people and, he was saving the day.
I mean, who would have thought?
Plane at the Pentagon.
Who would have thought plane debris at the site of a plane crash? Not on September 11th, though. That's amazing.
I've not been this excited ever. Oh, yeah, Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
The outpost on the front lines of the information battlefield. War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very happy to welcome my guest, Ashton Forbes, for possibly one of the most highly anticipated interviews of my time at InfoWars, let alone hosting the War Room. Ashton Forbes is an organizer of MH370X, a volunteer group dedicated to solving the mystery of MH370 and the science behind the advanced technology deployed on the plane. He's a government contractor with a security clearance unrelated to anomalous phenomenon, but he's not bound by an NDA, and everything revealed is publicly available information. MH370X is the first ever community-led, crowdsourced investigation into this matter. Ashton is simply the voice of the community. His mission is true discourse on our terms without letting anyone set the narrative. You can follow him on Twitter and find all this information that he's posting at JustXAshton on Twitter and on YouTube, youtube.com/JustXAshton. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ashton.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Harrison. And thanks to everybody at InfoWars for watching along today.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are, like I said, one of the most highly anticipated interviews we've had in a while. A lot of people wanted us to have you on. I'll admit, when I first saw your post start cropping up on my newsfeed, I was sort of like, Flight 370, the one in Malaysia, that fell in the ocean, right? I mean, I sort of ignored it for a while, but it kept coming and kept coming. I started paying attention to it. Our crew members started going, are you looking into this 370 thing? It's actually a pretty big deal. So I started looking into it. You're presenting some very interesting information. Just give the folks out there an overview of what you've uncovered about this Malaysian air flight that disappeared over the South Indian Ocean.
Yeah, so right away, I just want to throw a quick shout out to Greg Reese, who has covered this, and all the truth seekers out there, because without all the people who have been following along, keeping up this investigation, we would not be where we're at today. I think that at this point, we are ready to disclose potentially the largest verifiable conspiracy of all time. And I know that's a bold claim to be making, especially on this show right now. But as you just heard, I think the official narrative out there that this plane crashed in the South Indian Ocean is complete nonsense. We can essentially prove that there's no chance that that's what happened to the plane. There was no debris field found for this plane, even though it was the largest, most expensive search in human history. The official search did not find one piece of the plane. If this plane had crashed into the ocean, there would be a debris field everywhere. It would have been visible from space for days. We would have seen it and found it the next day. We have satellites everywhere. As part of this investigation, we uncovered this SIBR system, which is a real-time global persistent surveillance network that's basically monitoring the whole globe with a Google video playback. Mm. We didn't find any black boxes. The SOSA system didn't hear any acoustic detections. Neither did the Western Australia or Diego Garcia hydrophones. There was two radar systems. Indonesia and Australia don't see the plane on radar, even though supposedly it's flying in the South Indian Ocean. It's an active shipping route. They say it crashes in the daytime, but nobody sees it. There's no witnesses there. The official narrative has it running out of gas. The ocean's really big, but there's nowhere else for this plane to go. It's running out of gas by the official narrative. There's four emergency transponders that would go off when the plane crashes. We don't get any detections from any of them. There's 19 families of the victims who claim that they can call the victim's cell phone for up to 4 days, begging the governments to go look into these cell phones and why they're able to call them, including one who proves it on national television. Hmm. So just that weight of the evidence alone says the official narrative is not adding up.
Well, and I remember at the time, you know, seeing some of this evidence and thinking, okay, the obvious answer is that it was somehow hijacked remotely and maybe landed at that. It was Diego Garcia's at the Air Force Base, very close to where it disappeared. I remember that sort of being my conclusion at the end of the day when this first broke, is that it must have been hijacked remotely and landed. And there's a lot to get into here, because there's who was on the plane, what they're involved in, how that relates to what you've discovered. And I am very interested to know how you got this imagery that we're seeing here, the videos and things, because it does almost seem too good to be true.
Yeah.
And I'm not suspicious of it, because I think you've thoroughly debunked your debunkers, and that's a part of what you do that we'll get into. But I'm just interested to know, like, how you've gotten to this point, how much work it's taken, how much has gone on behind the scenes. So again, I'm here with Ashton Forbes. We'll be back on the other side to break down exactly what happened to MH370. And its mysterious disappearance.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The War Room with Harrison Smith is where the shields of truth are forged in the fires of inquiry.
Ashton Forbes can be followed on Twitter at JustXAshton. He's recently published an open letter to Congress. He says, "My name is Ashton Forbes, and I'm currently disclosing the most important videos in the history of the world." Quite a claim, but I think he can back that claim up, because if what you've discovered is really what happened, this is a very big deal. So if you can, what happened to MH370? What happened to this plane?
Yeah. So this plane takes off from Kuala Lumpur, headed to Beijing at 1642 UTC. And we like to talk about UTC times because it makes it a little simpler to understand. At 40 minutes into this flight, we have the final communication that's publicly available that says, "Good night, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. 64 seconds later, this plane goes dark. So this is the part where we believe that a lithium ion battery fire breaks out, either that it's sabotage or that it happens accidentally. There is almost 500 pounds of lithium ion batteries on board this plane, which are extremely dangerous things to be having in the cargo bays. They were outlawed later on. And at the same time, there's a witness, Mike McKay, sees the plane on fire from an oil rig, just in the max distance you could see a plane at cruising altitude. He only sees it on fire for about 5 to 10 seconds. The plane goes dark and turns around. At this point, there's a Wired article that mentions that the correct course of action, if you had a fire scenario, would be to pull the buses to basically reset all the computers in there, and then your plane would go dark. Around the same time when this plane goes dark, there's 9 witnesses along the coast. Hear loud noises as well. All these witnesses end up getting discredited in addition to every other witness I'm going to talk about. 10 minutes later, this plane turns around. It's flying towards Penang Langkawi International Airport, the closest airport that you would go to in an emergency situation where you could land the 777 at night. And 10 minutes later, we have the situation where now another communication is heard by a 777 pilot who doesn't want to be named because they probably don't want to lose their job like Mike McKay did, saying that they hear the co-pilot and or co-pilot with some static, and they don't give any more information about the communication. At the same exact time, there's 8 fishermen who are off the coast of Thailand and Malaysia, and they actually see the plane flying very low. Now, contrary to the narrative that this was somehow a suicide route, you know, we've already developed now that they're going to the closest airport. We see this plane flying low, which indicates that they are trying to save the passengers if there was a depressurization event, because you need to fly low in order to give the passengers enough oxygen to breathe. So the plane gets to Penang. And weirdly, if you watch the Malaysian Minister of Defense interviews, this is a very sketchy guy. He claims that this plane was unidentified on radar, but that they knew it was a civilian airliner and that they knew that this plane was not hostile. The only way that you can know that, assuming this, you know, there's a hijacking scenario is at play, a pilot suicide scenario is at play, is if you actually have communication with the plane. They also don't send up any jets, which people have really attacked them for. The most likely answer is because they know it's not a scenario where you need to send jets up. It's an emergency event. Potentially even the United States government is going to take control of the situation. Mm. It gets to Penang, at 1752 UTC, which is about 30 minutes after it goes dark. For whatever reason, it doesn't land there. We have speculated that it could be because the lights are not on. It's a third world country. It's 2 a.m, essentially. The airport would have been closed. It wouldn't have been safe to land for whatever reason. Perhaps the landing gear was damaged. Perhaps they couldn't dump the fuel because of the fire scenario. It would have been too dangerous. Whatever the case may be, they fly over the airport. The co-pilot's cell phone pings the cell tower down below, meaning they might have been trying to call for help. Recently, people have told me as well that it's possible that they didn't realize it was an emergency event until like after it gets towards Penang and after Penang. So they may not even have been able to communicate with the airport to tell them, hey, turn the runway lights on so we can land. Whatever happens, this plane goes through the Straits of Malacca, into the Andaman Sea, and to the Nicobar Islands. This is still the agreed upon flight path. The official time when this plane lost signal, 1840 UTC. That's about an hour or 2 hours after this plane takes off, and now about an hour after it flies over Penang. They changed this time several days later, and they claim that the last communication was really 1815 or 1822 UTC based on some radar data. The reason why this is important is 1840 UTC and this point in the Nicobar Islands is where the official narrative says this plane turns into the South Indian Ocean. Our approach, our narrative, our story says this is where the videos are happening. And the reason we know this is in the satellite video, we can actually see the coordinates in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. And the coordinates indicate the Nicobar Islands right there. So what we did is we looked up all the satellites and we could look up amateur trajectories. We found out USA 229 was right there in the location where it could send the data needed to create this satellite imagery that we're seeing. And we found out that it's right at 1840 UTC. Then we find out there's a witness. The last witness is down there on a boat, Kate T. She's going from India to Phuket, Thailand. She sees a glowing orange plane flying low, descending with black smoke coming out of it. When we look at our videos, we're seeing something come out of both of our videos at the back of the plane, which could potentially be smoke. It's too low for it to be contrails because this plane is very low. We can see these cumulus clouds right next to it that only form between 1,000 and 5,000 feet. We even checked the weather. The weather within 15 minutes is consistent with these low cumulus clouds as well. So Catherine T's sighting, even the direction of travel of the plane in her sighting, which they're able to recreate from the automatic GPS, is consistent with the videos and the story we've put forth of the fire. Now, lastly, what I'll say is some of people have said, probably sitting there thinking, well, you just told me they didn't find any debris, but some debris washed up on some shores. That was not part of the official search at all. Some of that debris actually has burn marks on it. The parts that have burn marks are consistent with the honeycomb pattern of a Boeing airplane. There's also a piece of debris that's not reported, which is a fire suppression device from a B-777. That washes up in the Maldives a couple weeks later. The Maldives is intentionally ignored and not included in the search for whatever reason. There's even a serial number visible on it. If you guys Google it, you'll be able to see it, which would potentially have tied it to the plane. So the scenario that we put forth with this fire event happening, completely consistent with the tiny amounts of debris, less than 1% of the plane that they found. And then in our videos, we see the magic happen. And I almost wish that we didn't see these orbs in the videos, which I think is U.S. government, third-party contractor technology. And I almost wish we didn't see this event, this zap that we see where the plane disappears. Because if you took that out of these videos, I don't think anyone would have any hard time believing that the videos are real. And we would be able to uncover the truth and the conspiracy that the U.S. government did something to this plane. But because we have these orbs, it's just shattering the minds, ontological shock of the UFO community, of really everybody out there, because it defies everything that we've been told could be true.
So what are the orbs? Because I agree with you. That's what I think I said earlier. You know, it's almost too good to be true or something. I mean, you see these orbs and it's like, well, what are they?
Yeah. And so what we see that is happening here is we're seeing a non-radiating barrier. We're not looking at a metal sphere here. We're looking at an object that's creating a field that is displacing itself from space-time. And when it does that, what it can do is reduce the mass of the object to zero. If you reduce the mass of the object to zero, now you can float freely. Now you can accelerate at speeds that would be impossible for conventional craft, which is what we're seeing happen with these orbs, where they're traveling at roughly Mach 3 speeds, as estimated by comparing it to the plane, which is a 777 turning while in descent, It's maxing out his capabilities in both videos that are perfectly in sync with one another. So what originally I had hypothesized, which engineers have now reached out to me, theoretical physicists have reached out to me and essentially confirmed, is that we're talking about room temperature superconductivity essentially being the key that is unlocking this technology. And there are certain shapes, toroids, which can essentially trap the electromagnetic fields and amplify them to a degree where you can create this space-time barrier around the object that is allowing these orbs to travel at these speeds. And then we also, even just very recently, the pattern they're creating is a 120-degree sinusoidal zero-point energy pattern. And what this means is these orbs could be essentially locking on to the plane. They can be both attracting and repelling from one another, which is why we see this perfect triangle formation going around them. Now, when I first saw these videos, I thought this has to be technology that's thousands of years advanced, has to be non-human intelligence. It's just too far out there. But the more I've dug into this case, the more I realized this is not non-human intelligence. This is our version of what potentially that might look
this
like.
This could be the first revelation of this technology in human hands. We have a lot of questions, folks. Stay tuned. We're just scratching the surface. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Ashton Forbes is my guest. You follow him on Twitter at JustXAshton. And especially for our radio listeners, you got to go to the Twitter because you got to see the videos. I mean, if you're a television viewer, if you're on band.video, you're seeing what I'm talking about. But if you're a radio listener, how do I even describe this? It's a looks to be an infrared shot of a plane flying and circling the plane sort of around the plane's way. I don't have the words to describe this, Ashton. But, I mean, there's three orbs that are circling the plane that seem to sort of come out of nowhere, and they're circling the plane, and then I guess it just disappears. Like I said, there's so many questions to get to here, Ashton. I guess first is, how did you even get these videos? Where are these videos from? What angle are we even looking at here? Is this a satellite that's a top-down view, or is it at some angle to the Earth? What are these videos?
Yeah, so the satellite view, we're looking down. I think that that's how little understanding we have of what the satellite capabilities are in the United States. And that's why when we found this SBIRS video, where you can just Google this if you're a radio listener, go to the videos tab, you'll see Lockheed Martin's website, Global Persistent Surveillance Monitoring. They have capabilities that are essentially Google Earth, but with video playback. Right. And they can probably just pull back anything they want, anytime, anywhere they have a satellite that can pull information back. The SBIRS system, the intention is tracking missiles, boats, planes, intelligence, and battlefield awareness, all consistent with what we're seeing in the videos here. These videos date back to 2014. I actually remember seeing the drone video, which is the colorized electro-IR camera produced by Raytheon, a multispectral camera, back in 2014, but my conscience had not risen to the point where I could even understand what I was looking at that time. We actually believe that the person these videos were leaked to, Regicide Anon, a YouTube account, they probably didn't even know that what they were looking at was real. And that the leaker, U.S. military personnel, had to convince them that what they were looking at was real. They probably had to tell them, hey, you're looking down here in this as well. You're not looking up in this satellite footage. You can find the links if you go to my Twitter. Top of my pinned tweet is All Evidence, which is 12 pages long. We're probably not going to be able to get through all of it today. I just want to hit the key points for people out here. You can find those archive links that prove these videos go all the way back to 2014. The first video even says received March 12th, 2014, just 4 days after the plane disappeared. That's that satellite video. We can see that drone is cropped out in the satellite video. We can see from the drone video, this HUD data has been removed. If we look at those 2017 DOD Navy FLIR videos, we can see that it looks very similar to that. But the leaker is added using the onboard software, this thermal layer. And the reason why people do that is they want to show more details. In the case of the drone video, we can tell which details they really wanted to stick out. They want us to see that there's trails in front of the orbs, forward-facing gravity engine. What's happening is orbs are creating their own geodesics. Not only are they ignoring gravity, they're creating their own gravity and pulling themselves along like train tracks on it. And so we can also see there's a thermal signature within the orb that's spinning as well. And from talking to Bob Greenier, an engineer, he says that this is due to the toroidal effect that's inside of these orbs from the I'm going to say it incorrectly, the fractal-toroidal moments that are happening. And essentially what this is where it's able to magnify, amplify this electromagnetic signature in order to create this forward-facing engine that we see that's actually distorting the atmosphere. It's why we see this cold trail in front of it. Potentially, you might even be able to see this if someone were to look up and watch. Mm. Now, when they're spinning around, they also have some purpose here. It looks like they are mapping the plane, getting it ready for this event that they're about to have it undergo. And then about halfway through their pattern, all of a sudden the orientation changes. It becomes a ring around the plane and it goes vertical. And then right before this zap happens, in the thermal especially, we see a lot of detail where these orbs converge on the plane. And in the last frame, before we see this plane get encompassed and undergo this macroscopic phase conjugation, which is a phase change of the plane from macro to quantum, that we actually see the orbs flatten and we see the plane itself begin to blur. Now, this has been described as that the time of the plane is speeding up. It's accelerating. It's approaching superluminal speeds, the speed of light, essentially. So when I say teleportation, it's a bit of a crude approximation. What's really happening here is that a unifying theory of quantum and macro has been uncovered. The military-industrial complex has had access to it for at least 10 years. And what this allows is for stuff that we would think to be magic, but is adequately described by the double slit experiment, the most mysterious experiment in physics. And so this plane, and just recently on my podcast that I just put together just to be able to understand the science, I had Dave Rossi, who is a DOD contractor and engineer himself, hypothesized that there's a fourth orb. And the fourth orb is in the destination of travel, wherever you want this to go to. And it's entangled to the other three orbs. And so the idea of what's happening here is this plane is being teleported, quote unquote, at the speed of light, maybe even faster than the speed of light, you know, using quantum teleportation, quantum entanglement to the location of that fourth orb. Now, we can't really prove where that would be because we don't have two high quality military videos on the other side. But we can say that this is happening right there in the Nicobar Islands. And this is the reason, as hard as it is to believe, that we weren't able to find any plane, even after 10 years almost, after looking in the most expensive search, looking above water, below water, why we didn't get any acoustic detections, is that this is the scenario that, you know, makes the most sense. And that's what's most compelling about these videos is, without these, we would have never solved the case. And I think that the leaker who was probably watching on an airplane, tracking the plane, who was looking at the drone footage, who was probably watching the SBIRS system, tracking the plane, also realized no one's going to ever solve this case unless they leak this footage.
So this was leaked footage, and it's two different videos, one from a drone and one from a satellite, right? I'm just trying to – there's so much information that you've provided. I'm just trying to keep it all in track. As you said, I don't have the scientific wherewithal to even understand what I'm looking at here, but it's making sense the way you're describing it. So one was a satellite, one was a drone. Both of these were leaked and have been available on the internet since 2014, but only now with you and the work that you're doing with MH370X are these being made publicly available and explained satisfactorily.
Yeah, the explanation is the hardest part, right? That's what we had been missing, is that we needed those FLIR footage from 2017. We actually probably needed Trump to post that satellite picture because when that picture got posted in 2019, a lot of people thought it couldn't be real. They thought there had to be more atmospheric distortion if that's an image from space. But the answer is it's not necessarily just an image from space. If you watch the SBIRS video on Lockheed Martin, they give away the secret, which is that they are constantly surveilling the whole world in IR satellites all the time, and they're building a computer program that's taking all that data, just like Google Earth, but it has video playback. When you watch Google Earth, you're not watching the satellites move, but you can still see the images, right? Now, imagine if they're doing that all the time, every second. And this is why in our satellite video, it's 6 frames per second, because it's a huge field of view that is constantly building this real-time video playback that can also be recorded and playback anytime they want. And what we were able to uncover early on and why I started to get invested in the case was that there's a mouse in the satellite video. Some people think it's a bird, but there's actually a black mouse.
Like a computer indicator arrow mouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's not what's moving the screen, is that mouse doesn't, the satellite coordinates don't change when that mouse moves around. They're using like a trackball or some other analog to move the this perspective around.
Oh my God.
And what we found out is that mouse.
Well, hold on. Stay there. We got to go to break. But the amount of hidden technology that's being revealed right now, sort of overwhelming. It's kind of fun for me. I'm sort of the audience as well, where I'm just trying to wrap my mind around what's going on here. We'll be back on the other side with Ashton Forbes. Oh my God.
And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at DMOKnives.com. It is DMOKnives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com. It's on screen. And you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bobby's Ultimate Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
The War Room with Harrison Smith is where the shields of truth are forged in the fires of inquiry.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you caught it there at the end of that last break, but here I am learning about this incredible technology, this bizarre mystery unfolding in front of me. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm already in a heightened state of sensitivity, and suddenly Alex Jones comes busting in, yelling, practically made me jump out of my chair. But obviously, a lot of people are very excited about this information, and he wants to have you on tomorrow to really hammer this out. Ashton Forbes is my guest at JustXAshton on Twitter. And like I was saying at the end of the last segment, I love interviews like this because it's not even a back and forth. I'm just an avatar for the audience learning along with them, and hopefully, you know, I can ask the same questions that I know are rattling around the heads of our listeners and viewers right now. And I guess the first one would be, you know, we know that they've been experimenting with anti-gravity technology as early as probably the 40s. A lot of the early UFO sightings were a part of this. As Greg Reese put in his report about what Ashton Forbes and the MH370X group has been revealing, the Bell, or however you say it in German, but it's been around for a while. Now you're talking about quantum mechanics, free energy, anti-gravity technology. Why now? Why do it to this plane? Why risk disclosure of this? And why haven't we seen it since? Why did they do this now?
Yeah, these are got to be the most highly guarded secrets that are out there. I would imagine the only reason why I haven't been dealt with is that they just must assume that Russia and China have already figured out. I mean, if we have figured this out from a Twitter account, then, you know, I hope those intelligence communities have, because if they haven't, then we're just so far ahead of them, they don't even matter at this point. Now, you know, I think that there's warring factions in the government, that some people want this out, some people don't. As people can probably tell from online, this stuff is shattering various communities in half. A lot of people can't believe this stuff to be real. It means that we've been getting lied to for a long time. I think that within the government, there's certain factions that say we have to stop the lies. And that's my opinion, too, is that we have to get the truth out there. This technology can change the whole world. We don't need to be driving around in cars. We don't need to have planes that are using chemical rockets. We don't need any of this stuff anymore, essentially. You know, anti-gravity technology is real and it's out there. They took a huge risk doing this to the plane. And I don't think they thought it would leak. You know, the risks and the consequences of somebody leaking this are huge. We've speculated the person that leaked this didn't even know that they were looking at U.S. anti-grav technology, if you want to call it that. They probably just thought they were looking at UFOs. And they thought, oh, well, I'm going to leak this UFO video because it's going to tell people that, you know, UFOs took the plane. And then later on, when they start getting charged with life in prison for espionage, they realize, oh, crap, I screwed up. Like, this is actually our technology. I just gave away our trump card potentially to Russia and China, who are going to be able to figure this out. Right. So, you know, the motive here in our minds from looking into this case is the 20 Freescale Semiconductor engineers on board this plane. We found more evidence that ties these people to the plane than I thought would be possible. It's not going to be about these patents that are out there. That's a red herring. You know, those patents are actually owned by the company despite being in individuals, people's names. But I do think it's about the technology that they were working on. A semiconductor is just a non-perfectly conductive superconductor. Now, we found a 2005 NSA National Security Agency report. I couldn't believe we found this. It talks about commercial emergence of room temperature superconductors. And room temperature superconductors are what makes all the magic happen here.
Right.
This is where we talk about floating objects. This is where we can create magnetic fields that are so powerful that they can break the vacuum energies of space-time, where you can create these bubbles that we see that allow these objects to float. This company is referenced 9 times in this report. And the report starts off by saying that this could be available by 2010 or 2012. And this was back in 2005. But then it concludes by saying only if government intervention gets involved. And not just that, but we also found out that this company is actually tied directly to United States aerospace and defense, and that there's actually a press release they put out saying that they had a major initiative dedicated to serving RF power needs for U.S. aerospace and defense. So if you think about it from the perspective of this fire emergency event, then you say, well, the motive is you don't want to lose this intellectual property. Maybe you can't afford to lose it. These people are directly tied potentially to the technology we see in the videos. Now, if you flip it around and say, well, this fire maybe was started as espionage, you know, maybe this whole thing was espionage from the beginning. Now you're trying to prevent these people from going to China with their intellectual property. 12 of them are Malaysian nationals. 8 of them are Chinese nationals, but they're working for an American company. The story that is that they're going to upgrade the plants there in China. So that could be your motive. And then several people have also speculated that, well, maybe the motive is this plane's doomed. If it tries to land in the ocean, it's going to rip apart. Everybody's going to drown in the middle of the night. So maybe you just pull out your, you know, secret project that says, okay, if this is a doomed plane, we're going to test out this technology and see, you know, if we do this macroscopic phase conjugation to the plane, that will people actually survive it, right? Or are we going to have a Philadelphia experiment occur where people are stuck in the hull of the ship, right?
So, again, just, you know, when I think about conspiracy and I try to determine whether or not there's something there, I just think of myself, if I'm trying to perpetrate this, if I'm the one who's coordinating or orchestrating it, I would think, okay, if we want to get rid of this plane, or we want to make this plane disappear, or we want to take out these 20 semi-cool, whatever it is, there's easier ways to do it. You could hijack it remotely. You could hit it with a missile. What would validate or make reasonable the usage of this technology for this plane in particular? What is it about this plane? Is it just the is it the 20 scientists that were on board? Were they transported somewhere else and may still be alive? Like, what is it that would make this worthy of using this technology when you could destroy the plane or make it disappear in easier ways?
Yeah, and that's why I think it's not destruction, because you can just let this plane crash. Right. Everybody's going to be doomed, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's a matter of the government's just really great people, and they're just trying to save a plane because of a matter of opportunity. Now, I don't think that our audience here is going to believe that.
Right.
But, you know, maybe. So that's why I think that it's really about self-serving needs, is that the people on board had intellectual property they couldn't afford to lose. And all those conspiracy theories that you were mentioning before all say the plane went to the same location, Diego Garcia military base. That's also where I'm going to speculate that this plane went to if I had to gamble. There was a sighting in the Maldives early in the morning that they see a jumbo jet with the red and white stripe of Malaysian Airlines. The issue was it was from the wrong direction, and it was at 6:15 in the morning, which is far too late in the morning for this to be the plane. But if we have this teleportation kind of capabilities, faster than light travel, then it brings that back into play.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I know the Diego Garcia is close by, but if you're talking about teleportation, does physical proximity even matter at that point?
Yeah, not really. I mean, again, we don't know exactly how and where this plane ends up going. When we look at it in the thermal, we see this cold event. This is an endothermic event. This is not an explosion that's happening. It's an absorption of energy. Explosions are exothermic events, releases of energy. So these runaway lithium-ion battery fires, the reason why they're so dangerous is they keep coming back up every time you put it out. Just like one of those candles, it's those trick candles. But if it's an absorption of energy that's happening, it's possible the event itself is absorbing the energy from the batteries, making it so that that fire is out permanently. And now you can have your plane be anywhere. Part of what we don't know is, can you just set this plane down with this teleportation and have the inertia be completely removed? Or does it have to still obey the laws of conservation of momentum and still be moving? If so, then you need to move this plane somewhere else in the sky where it would still be flying. Or potentially you could just move it anywhere you want. But since we have this sighting in the Maldives, and I happen to believe all these witnesses actually saw the plane, I think that they moved it somewhere else and then they flew it and flew it low again, is what the sighting was in the Maldives, to Diego Garcia, which is the logical place to hide this plane. There's no commercial jets can land there. They've got a protected zone around it. It's got a known CIA black site where there's prisons underneath there that was revealed by a FOIA request many years ago. If you look at it on Google Earth Pro, all the airplanes after 2014 just disappear from the runway.
Right.
It's like, I would guarantee there's an elevator that allows planes to go underground there, and they have an underground hangar somewhere.
Yeah,
and then this also allows for this tiny bits of debris that they found, which is totally consistent with our scenario of a fire and this teleportation. Like, you just rip off the flap on and throw it in the water, right?
Right.
And then now later it washes up on the shore later on. And I'll this flapperon as well.
Hold on right there, Ashton. We got to go to break. I mean, this really is fascinating. What we're dealing with here really takes you out of the realm of logic and understanding this.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe.
who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is unfortunately our final segment with Ashton Forbes. And if you're as intrigued by all of these revelations as I am, you got to go to Just X Ashton on Twitter, at Just X Ashton. He's got a pinned tweet that is extremely thorough. It just said something like 12 pages of information. The comments are replete with people trying to debunk him, and he debunking the debunkers. I mean, you could really go down several rabbit holes here. But I also think your letter to Congress is very concise and has a lot of this information in it. And so you can go to Ashton Forbes' account, his profile, and see the letter to Congress there that gives more of a general overview of this. And, of course, Greg Reese put together a video and also just texted me to tell you hello, and he's glad to see you on here, as I am as well. So this is our last segment, and I still have a lot of questions, as I'm sure you do too. But what do you want people to take away from this? Just what is the surface level understanding? If people can walk away with one sentence or one paragraph of understanding as to what the totality of what you've uncovered, what would that one idea be?
Well, first, I want to go ahead and give my condolences to the families of the victims who have been lied to and gaslit by the world and the world governments over what really happened to this plane. I cannot imagine what they've been going through. And that's ultimately the reason why we're doing this, to vindicate them, to vindicate the witnesses who were discredited, the pilots who were vilified, and potentially the leaker who went to prison. And we'll save that potentially for tomorrow for a nice big reveal.
Right.
But what these videos have to do is the largest cover-up potentially of any type of crash or anything that we've ever had in the history of the world, or at least pretty far up there. but the technology pushes it over the limit, that this now becomes the biggest verifiable conspiracy of all time. That there's technology out there that renders all wars obsolete. People are dying for no reason. These wars out there are just for money, and that we have been getting lied to potentially for our whole lives about what the course of human history really could be.
Right.
If we have access to this technology, we can reshape the entire world. And this is why it's potentially being covered up. There's national defense implications to this. Whoever controls this technology is going to control the world. Just a few examples of what this technology could lead to. It's not just teleportation. We could actually have cloaking. We could have force fields potentially. We can have fusion power. Free energy is actually on the table here as well. It's not just all good, though, as well. It is doomsday weapons.
Right.
People talk about nuclear weapons. Yes, nuclear weapons are very powerful. Doomsday weapons can blow up suns. So this is potentially the reason why this information has been held secret. I truly believe the people that are hiding this believe they're doing so with good intentions, that it's too dangerous potentially for humanity. But I believe and come to the conclusion that the good outweighs the bad. And whatever happens in the future, it's up to us to make sure that we use this technology responsibly. So the reality is the government, U.S. government, who I am fairly certain is responsible for this, and the third-party contractors who have been developing this technology need to come out and tell the truth. It's past time that we learn the truth and past time that we get past our petty differences, political differences, just the small squabbles that we have over stuff that doesn't matter, and come together and unify using this technology to have it reshape our world and use it responsibly so that we don't destroy ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a topic that's been a favorite of so-called conspiracy theorists for a long time, because we've known for a while that they have technology they haven't revealed. And even the technology that we know they have is really monumental and incredible. And I mean, there's so many things you mentioned that I do want to get into, and I want to get into the whistleblower. We'll save it for tomorrow. We will save that for tomorrow. So I want to ask, you know, quantum entanglement is one of these things where it seems to violate, from my very limited understanding, the laws of physics. In other words, you can have instantaneous information transfer. When you affect one quantum particle, the other one changes that instant, meaning there's no delay even for the speed of light to transfer. So that alone, I think, as you mentioned it earlier, sort of borders on magic. It, as far as I try to conceive it, that's magic, right? The double slit experiment would be another one, which seems to have to do with human consciousness. So, I mean, that's the other thing that makes this so hard to wrap my mind around. You know, you're talking, and we have the story here from Reuters, loss of employees on Malaysia flight, a blow, U.S. chipmaker says, and this is Freescale Semiconductors, who had 20 employees on there that went missing. And I think you mentioned, you know, well, they were going to China. Maybe they didn't want to let them get to China. But if you're people with this level of technology, do you even care about the mundane concerns of warring states? I mean, they've got to be above such petty conflicts, right?
Yeah. And so first thing I want to say as well, just so I don't forget, is there is a $145,000 bounty from Kim.com, Investigate Earth podcast, and a wealthy follower who ran for upper office. That they've all donated this money, and the intention is that anyone who can find the hoaxer of these videos, if anyone thinks that they're not real, go find the hoaxer, bring us the hard drive full of their source work, and you can get $145,000. That's how serious, not just me, but the people who've been following this case are, wow, about proving that these videos are authentic. That's the only way anyone can debunk these videos. Now, with respect to the technology, quantum teleportation is real. It's actually been proven multiple times over. Another scientific concept that people struggle with is time dilation is also real. I mean, time is a fluid symmetry. Time flows differently depending on where you are in space-time, depending on how much mass you are near. It doesn't seem that way because we're all on the same planet experiencing the same time dilation effects.
Mm.
These concepts have been proven, and the only thing we need to extend it to the level where we can have teleportation, as we see in these videos, is a unification theory of quantum and macro. And that's why I've been talking to physicists and engineers. That's why they've been reaching out to me, because a lot of these people have reached out saying these videos can prove my concepts, my science, you know. And so that's what can enable all of this. But like you said, it's almost like breakaway civilization level at this point, right?
Right.
The technology is so advanced that it renders everything else obsolete. One hypothetical example of this is that we might be able to just annihilate any nuke or missile that's sent at us. It's a perfect defense mechanism. I mean, we can teleport it back onto them as well, but we might just be able to completely annihilate and render it just completely moot. So this is the reason why this is a trump card. You don't want to play this card unless you really have to,
right?
Which means that the motive here has to be about much more than just money, right? It's just, this is too risky. Although I don't think they ever thought this would leak. You know, it really took somebody to make a sacrifice to make this happen. And I think that people in the UFO community, that's what they keep talking about. Well, we need somebody to come out and just leak it and go to jail. Well, that's what happened in this case. And tomorrow, I can't wait to talk to your audiences about that.
It is absolutely incredible. And just to clarify, because we just saw the video on screen there for our television viewers, that's not a cut. That's the plane disappearing. The footage continues. But the plane's not there anymore. Yeah. It looks like it could be, you know, like a cut or a, you know, some video artifact. But that's what actually happened to the plane. It was there and then it was gone.
Yeah, the part about it is that this just makes more sense than anything else has happened. It seems impossible. I even struggle with it. I had ontological shock for weeks where I even had to go ask my family, am I in some kind of Truman Show right. situation where you guys are just all playing a prank on me because I can't figure out how this could be happening. But as the days have gone by, I've made connections with people I never thought I would that have essentially led me to believe that, yes, this is all real and this technology is being hidden. And that certain factions of the government want this stuff to come out, others don't. I mean, I've even wondered, am I being used myself indirectly just to help get it out?
Right.
But the more I look through the evidence here, I think they're still trying to hide this desperately. Because the reality is, I don't think they think we're prepared for it. I think they think this technology is so dangerous that they don't want it out there in the public's hands, and that they're doing anything they can to keep it secret. So that's why I am imploring your audience to look at this with an open mind. There's a lot of people out there that will never be able to believe these videos to be real no matter what, because that means they've been getting lied to by their authorities, but lied to by the media that they trust, lied to by the academics they've been getting taught, and that they haven't been getting taught the real science that is out there that's not science fiction, but just science itself.
That's absolutely incredible. And you know, I think it's obvious, it should be obvious to our audience why they would want to hide something like this. After all, they've hidden things like this before. I mean, anybody who's looked into Nikola Tesla understands that free energy is completely possible on this planet. But you can see from climate change to wars in the Middle East, I mean, control of resources is a very useful leverage to get people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do, like go to war and kill each other. So for the control system that is really their superlative concern to continue, they have to have resources that they control the flow of. And if you present technology that undoes the need for all resources, there goes their power. So it seems obvious to me why they would want to hide this. I'm blown away by this. Obviously, my interest is incredibly piqued. I'm sure our audience is as well. You can go and find just an overabundance of information on Ashton's Twitter. It's at JustXAshton. That's at JustXAshton, same name as his YouTube. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for all the work that you've done. I'm very excited to hear you again tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Harrison.
Oh, boy. I'm absolutely blown away. It's not often that we have a guest that leaves me just completely speechless as to what's been uncovered, from quantum mechanics to, I didn't even say time travel is hinted at this, anti-gravity, endless free energy. I mean, this is it, folks. This could be a revelation that can shake the world at the foundation. Incredible stuff.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding. the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what... whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
We are going to do InfoWars. Yeah.
Okay, but... this, okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready?
There's okay. No words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
Owen Schroyer is going to do a new broadcast.
All right, go, go. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Do it live!
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Horrible for our society.
Think of all the things I really
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Go to hell, New World Order.
What kept you?
We ran into some old friends.
Is she all right?
Seems okay if we can get to it.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
Harrison, visit InfoWars.com/show now.
I hope that old man got that tractor beam out of commissioner. This is going to be a real short trip. Okay, hit.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
Now, my in-studio guest, Anthony Rubin, has been down to the border. He's been covering it. He's seen it firsthand what's going on. And so I want to talk to him now about that situation. And it's a good juxtaposition to sit here and be threatened by people like Zelensky and Lloyd Austin and others that, oh, if we don't endlessly give money to Ukraine and everything else, that you'll have to die and you'll have to go to war. It's a national security threat. But my guess is the national security threat is obviously much more extreme at the southern border. But this is just common sense. I mean, that's what's so crazy is this is how dumb they think us are. They think we are, or how much of a trance they think they have us in, because you've seen it firsthand. If we're really to believe that somehow Russians are a threat to us, well, then they could walk right over the southern border tomorrow, essentially. So how is that not being addressed? It shows that the whole thing is a lie. But let's just focus on what you've seen down there. And, I mean, just scoop me. I've been away for a couple months. I'm guessing nothing has changed, still wide open, pouring over?
Yes. Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's an honor to be with you during your first show back. So
yes, well, that is pretty crazy to think.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, a lot's happened since you've been gone, man. So what I did over the last month, from mid-October to mid-November, a month exactly, October 15th to November 15th, I went from Quito, Ecuador, all the way to the U.S. border. I started literally in Quito, where the whole world's flying into, because they have the easiest entry requirements, and it took me all the way up to the U.S. border, where I got kidnapped by the Gulf cartel. And so, you know, I saw the whole thing. I crossed through the Darien Gap. I got smuggled into Mexico by the Sinaloa cartel. I rode the train of death embedded with a massive caravan. And the point is, basically, to what you're saying, you know, to say this is a national security threat is an understatement. We're being invaded. I mean, if we look at the definition of an invasion, it's an incursion by a large number of people into a sphere or space of activity. It's clearly what's going on. So we're being invaded by, you know, every single country that you could list. And, you know, I've seen the whole thing from Quito all the way to the U.S. border. So any questions you have or whatever the audience might want to know, you know, happy to get into it, or I could just ramble on.
Well, this is all available at muckraker.com, I'm assuming is where you've uploaded all this, because this is an incredible story. I guess I would ask you like this. How hard was it for you to complete this journey? What was the length or what was the ease of access or the difficulty of access?
It was easy because these people are capitalists. But, of course, the hard part is if they discover that you're an American, depending on who you're talking to, you might get kidnapped, like I was kidnapped.
And they think that they can blackmail somebody or try to extort you?
Exactly. So, you know, unless they asked, if they would ask me, I would always just tell the truth. If I figured, okay, if I'm going to get caught, if getting caught in a lie here is going to be worse than telling the truth up front, I'm going to tell them I'm an American. But if they didn't ask, I would just roll with whatever they said. If they just assumed I was Russian, which that was the case a lot of the times, I just, you know, just went with it. But it's incredibly easy. Anybody, if you have enough money to pay these people, you will get from South America all the way to the U.S. border. And, of course, if you're physically able to walk through that jungle, which is, you know, beforehand, I figured, hey, I'm an in-shape guy. You know, you're an in-shape guy. Probably doesn't seem too daunting, which it's not. It's not the most strenuous thing to do, physically speaking. But then you get in there and you realize all the other circumstances. You realize, okay, if I was to have gotten sick while I was in there, I'm a dead man. Nobody's coming to help me. And later on the trip, I did. I got salmonella and E. coli, and it hit me. I was like, okay, if I had gotten sick like this in that jungle, I probably would have been a dead man.
Now, granted, is that from what you ate or some of the waters you had to cross through?
I don't even know. But when you're traveling through places like that, it could be anything. It probably was one or the other, you know? But yeah, I mean, you know, you're eating all types of sketchy food, and a lot of times, you know, they'll put like some sketchy looking tomato slice or something in your food. You'll push it away, but it's too late. It already touched everything, right?
It kind of sounds like prison food to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's kind of the same way. Like, you're so starving all the time, you'll eat anything.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
At that point. So put that map back up there. I'm assuming this is a map of your journey. I just want to go through basically a play-by-play with you here. Okay. So you fly into, you said, Ecuador. Okay. And where do you begin, and what is your first action to get into the caravan or to start your journey across the border?
So I brought with me a folder here with the most – I have a ton more documents than this, but I just brought the most important ones. So you know, we're going to get into this immediately. And as it pertains to your question, here's the first document that I want to pull out. So you fly into Quito, and, you know, immediately you start seeing things. The first thing I saw there was, for example, a Chinese hotel, a hotel that's just straight up full of Chinese people that are on their way to the United States.
Hotel is filled.
Yes, with people that are on the way to the U.S. It was interesting. It wasn't quite a hotel, actually. It's more like an Airbnb is what I was told. And it was fenced off, so I couldn't actually get, you know, onto the premises.
Are these well-funded, you think, Chinese nationals?
All the Chinese nationals are well-funded.
Okay.
They're all taking the most expensive route. We could get to that. When I ended up going through the gap, the route that I took was the most expensive route, and it was mostly Chinese, about 60 to 70% Chinese. And other SIA, special interest aliens. There were Syrians in there with me. There were Afghans, and then there were a few Venezuelans, which you don't really see in there because, again, it's the most expensive route. But we'll get to that. But the first thing you see – so we go from Quito. We were only there for a day or two, and then we went immediately to this border town called Tolkien, which is right on the border of Colombia. And, you know, the first – Tolkien is – I have two artifacts that I'd like to show you. The first –
Here, try to coordinate that with the doc cam, guys. Yeah, put the doc cam back on there so he can show you here.
So the first thing I want to show you guys – put this right here. I have multiple models, hold it up to the camera as well, is this map here. And you see these maps everywhere. This is a map of Ecuador. It's a quote-unquote migration map. I mean, you can see it yourself here.
Now, is that a UN or who hands these out?
So this is by a group, R4V, but that's just a sub-agency of the United Nations directly associated with them.
Okay.
And the thing about this is these are everywhere. So, I mean, you go to a bus station in this town called Tolkien, and these are just openly displayed.
Well, I was going to say, it does look like here – so – I mean, if you've ever ridden public transportation or bus route, I mean, it looks just or trains, it looks like it's just this is the bus route, essentially. So are these the illegal immigration pipeline routes then? Is that what they have mapped
this
here?
This is literally what they call it. Rutas de refugiados, inmigrantes.
So that's how organized this thing is. Is it has maps the equivalent of a U.S. subway system or bus system, all for the illegal immigration pipeline.
Oh, and it says on the back. I mean, you can see right here. It says on the back. It actually tells you the bus.
Oh, yeah, like there's the blue line. There's the red line.
Exactly. Exactly. And so this is all carving to Ecuador. Now, another thing.
And it's not hard to get your hands on one of these.
Not at all. Like I said, this same exact map is literally displayed openly on, like, bus stations. Like, just in the terminal, just like a giant version of it that you can snap a picture of. And, you know, another thing I learned, it's not just Ecuador. All of South America is basically carved up. Like, they have these same things of Peru, even further south. So that's the first thing you see. Then you go to this town called Tolkien. And when you get to Tolkien, like I said, it's right in the border of Colombia. It's like every single NGO that you could imagine that is associated with this whole mass migration operation is there. And they actually hand out these maps, and it's like a treasure map. I mean, you guys could put the camera on that. Every single NGO that they have in that town that has to do with this whole illegal alien pipeline is listed here. And you could see every single one of them. You could follow this if you're one of these people. Take this map and just go to every single one of these and get all the information or aid or instructions or maps that you need, and then cross directly into Colombia.
Each stop is posted this map. Now, we got 60 seconds left till the break here, so let me just ask you this. I mean, was this beyond what you expected to see, or were you expecting this? And then what are you thinking when you realize what is available to anybody who wants to come in illegally, and how organized it is?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really know what I was expecting. I knew I was going to see something, but I didn't know what I was going to see, right? But once I saw this, I was like, okay, we're in the right spot now, you know? And it only got better from here. I mean, this is just the beginning. It just continues to get more and more ridiculous. I'll show you another document, which is actually quite insane, that I picked up from here, how to put on a condom by the IOM. But it just continues going on from here. I mean, like I said, this is literally just – this is like an outer staging point. There are many other points, you know, for example, in Venezuela and other parts of Colombia, and they all then converge in the gap. So it gets more insane. This is just one stop on the outskirts.
So think about it. This is what it totally confirms. This is government run. Call it the UN or U.S. government. It doesn't matter. Folks, this is a subway system. We have subway systems and maps, bus systems and maps, public transit funded, and it is laid out just like it. We have public transit to get into the country illegally. More about our guest's trip across the border, Anthony Rubin here. Muckraker.com is the website, at Real Muckraker on Twitter. And he's telling me a lot of these stories that it's just crazy. I mean, wow, what a journey you had. And you and your brother. So it's just incredible. But I'm not sure where I want to pick off, because we just talked about so much in the break. But let's stay chronological here. So you get these documents. It's like, folks, have you ever traveled to New York or Chicago, whatever, you get there, you're a tourist, you find the bus routes, you find the subway routes, and you say, oh, okay, I'm going to the Yankee game, or I'm going here, and then you look at the bus routes, you say, I'm getting on the red line, and I transfer the blue line. They have this entire infrastructure with the UN, except to get to the United States of America illegally. So you fly, you're a tourist, you fly to New York. You want to go to the Yankee game. You want to go to the Empire State Building. You want to go to Times Square. You find the train system, the subway system, and you find out what you got to do to go there. Oh, well, you're an illegal immigrant. You want to come to the United States. The exact same resources and infrastructure is available to you. So pick it up where you left off with this map here, which is the illegal immigrant pipeline infrastructure, which is public. It has public transportation and documents for you to make sure it's nice and easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, everybody that's watching this at home, if you're watching this right now, and I'm not sure how far we're going to get, but, you know, for example, this map right here, I've never seen this published anywhere. I'm not sure if anybody has. But the point is, you know, you are probably going to walk away from this broadcast knowing more about the invasion of the United States than probably anybody in the legislative branch of our government. I mean, these people don't know anything. They have no idea what's going on. So this is exclusive firsthand stuff. I'm just going to show you this. This is more hilarious and comical than anything. But this is actually handed out by the International Organization of Migration, also known as the IOM, but the OIM in Spanish.
It's got a nice American flag on there, too.
Got a nice American flag. But what this is, and this is literally handed out. I tried to get the full kit, but they wouldn't give it to me. That actually comes with the condoms and the day-after pills. But this is literally step-by-step instructions in Spanish of how to put on a condom, if you could even believe that.
What is the purpose of this?
Well, I mean, we know they want to reduce the Earth's population, so maybe they're trying to kill two birds with one stone, right? Collapse our country and make sure that they don't increase the population at the
same time. Are they giving out condoms with this?
Yeah, it comes in a whole kit, but they wouldn't give me the kit for whatever reason. But I was like, let me just take the pamphlet.
So, okay, I'm just trying to reason what the thought process here is. Is it because when these illegal immigrants are raping women and children so they don't spread STDs or get the kids pregnant or what?
Yeah, so that's what we thought originally. So, you know, when I went down to the Darien Gap the first time, we were seeing these kits. I never saw it with this pamphlet, but we were seeing people come over with the kits that had the condoms and the day-after pills, and some of them had whistles, too.
So, I mean, think about that. This is the UN, and I guess this one has the American flag on it, so this is the U.S. government involved in this somehow. They know it is such an issue of women and children getting raped on this illegal immigrant pipeline that they give them morning after pills and condoms, hoping they don't get an STD or get pregnant. So they know rape is such a normal circumstance with this, that instead of trying to stop it, they just say, well, it's at least better if you can have a morning after pill or a condom.
Correct. Correct. It literally says right here, it says in very small text, the camera's not going to pick it up, but it says in Spanish, con el apoyo financiero de, and then the American flag, with the financial support of the United States. So, you know, all the Americans at home, you guys are paying for this. Anyway, this is just, like I said, more comical than anything, but this is what they're handing out. It's a big joke. Let's see what document we could get to next. Well, so after that, see, you got that printed out there, the Chinese hotel. So then you cross over into Colombia. And the first stop that we made was at this place called Pasto. Okay. Anybody that wants to look this up at home, we were right across from the Antonio Nariño Airport. And there is a hotel there, the Cabañas Rio Mayo Hotel. That's where we stayed. And we just stumbled upon this hotel by accident. We weren't looking for this, what I'm about to explain. But what we saw there was essentially a giant Chinese staging hub is what it was. The entire hotel, and when I say the entire hotel, I mean I literally spoke to hotel staff, and they confirmed that we were the only people that were staying there, the only people being me and my brother, who were not Chinese. And I got a hold of the actual records, the books, for the people that had been staying there over the past few weeks, and I snapped photos of them. I didn't publish it because that's what Antifa does. That's called doxing, and that's not what I'm going to do. There was no journalistic reason, really, for me to publish that information publicly. But I did. I snapped photos going back weeks, and it was every single person there was from China, all headed to the United States. So, I mean, that's what's going on. And this is not the only such hotel that I encountered that was like this along the way. There were more, but this is the only one that I stayed at, and I got the best footage. I saw others along the way where I would film, and I would, you know, they would tell me to stop filming, and given kind of the danger of the situation, I would listen to them. But point is, there are hotels like this all along the way, and the Chinese are very well-funded. They're getting to the U.S. in record time faster than everybody, because if they can, they take planes. For example, from here, I said it's right across from an airport. They'll take a plane across Colombia, whereas, you know, people that are coming in, for example, Ecuadorians that are here, that are coming over, they'll actually trek across Colombia or take buses. The Chinese will fly right, you know, to the next stop.
So they'll just fly border to border, basically.
If they can, they'll fly all the way up to Mexico, if they got the appropriate visa. Most of these people, though, are going to head to a town called Nacocli. That's one of the last stops before they actually enter the gap. And, you know, I actually interviewed one of these men, and he admitted to me straight up something that we already know. It's not a secret, but it's just pretty incredible when you hear it firsthand, that there are Chinese police in the United States. And he's just openly saying this. He said, please blur out my face. I don't want anybody to see me saying this openly, but just openly telling me, oh, yeah, there's Chinese police in the U.S.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, it has to be that way, because what I was going to ask you, and I don't, because I really want you to finish this whole story. We got two segments left, but it's like somebody's running this. Somebody's making sure that they get in. Somebody's making sure they get the visas or whatever they need, whether it's Mexican cartels or Chinese cartels or the Chinese government or people that left and fled from China that are running this now. I mean, people are running this from the inside.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know, for example, that there are a lot of, I don't really want to get off topic too much, but this is important. There are a lot of nation states that meet in forums. They have these bigger international forums, and they actually talk about how, you know, borders are racist and they're imperialist, and we need to, you know, allow these caravans to march up to Mexico.
Except Ukraine and Israel. They get a nice strong border, so that's not racist.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's a joke. What it is, we're being colonized, essentially, is what's happening. I'll give people some things that they could go and they could research on their own. They could look up the former president of Honduras, Mel Zelaya, who, total socialist. And he goes to these forums. One of them is Foro Multiunidos. Another is Foro Sao Paulo. And these forums are basically like forums with delegates from all of these Latin American socialist countries. And they're also they have representatives from Syria there as well, in Palestine. And they meet at these forums. And the talking point a lot of times at this forum is about how, you know, we need to allow mass migration of people through Mexico into the United States. It's really incredible. I wish I had printed it out, but people could look up Joseph Heumeier for the Center for a Secure and Free Society, who has published white papers exposing all of this, you know, talking about how these caravans are basically like military caravans. You know, they're not – think about how hard it is. We're running out of time, but think about how hard it is, just going at the break, everybody at home, think about this, how hard it is to organize a group of even 10 people walking through New York City. And think about a caravan of 6,000 people, single file, walking to the United States.
But see, and this is the question that really exposes the whole thing. Do they ever go to any other country?
What do you mean?
What is the final destination for all of these illegal immigrant caravans?
United States, always.
Exactly. It's an agenda, folks. It's an invasion. Everything else they tell you is a lie. This is an invasion and a takedown of the United States of America. This is the only country that allows this.
ever give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style Breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical Breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel Breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical Breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington, and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at DMOKnives.com. It is DMOKnives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com, it's on screen, and you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing
amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Tossing truth salads with jelly and syrup. It's Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, so this is an incredible stuff. We're kind of getting off the chronological order of this, but that's fine because I'd rather get all the different details. And you're telling me in the break here, again, my guest Anthony Rubin, go to his website, muckraker.com, at RealMuckraker on Twitter. I mean, quite frankly, you don't need to comment on this, but this is Pulitzer Prize-winning stuff, my friend. Really, it truly is. And the story is even more compelling. But, again, this goes back to the national security aspect. Because I forget what I asked you in the break that led to this. But, I asked you, what was it that you didn't expect? Like, were there things you expected and didn't expect? And you said, well, there was a lot of hostility. I wasn't expecting a lot of hostility towards America or towards Americans, right? These people are coming to our country for a handout. They're coming to our country for free stuff. They're supposedly coming here to escape whatever hellhole they live in. But you experienced a lot of hostility, and there was one group in particular that stuck out to you. So talk about that again and lead us into this footage.
Sure. So, okay, cool. So I'm just going to take it from the beginning. So right now, what you guys are going to see is a group of military-aged Syrian men, okay? And so I filmed these people. This was the last time I encountered them. It was not the first time I encountered these men. I encountered these men before I actually crossed through the Darien Gap. We all started at the same coastal village, a village named Coreto that's in Panama. These men, along with all the other illegal aliens that went into the jungle that day with me, showed up by boat at some odd hour of the night, maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. They get off the boat and they all are wearing crosses around their necks, right? Like cross necklaces. And you look like how rare it is to find a Christian person in Syria. And then think about how rare it would be to find a whole group of them and that all have interest in headed to the United States, you know, and put them on one boat. And they all had, you know, so it's extremely rare. And they were all wearing these necklaces. Some of them had tattoos that read Jesus, and they looked like fresh tattoos. That's why that's of importance. And they looked like fresh cross tattoos as well, some of these men had. You know, we're talking at first. I'm talking to these men. And then as soon as they find out that I'm an American, bam, the whole situation, the whole dynamic changes, and they get very hostile towards me. They don't want to associate with me at all, right? So, I mean, like we were saying during the break, that's a clue. Right? There's a reason they don't want to associate with me.
It's like 3 clues in one. All wearing the cross necklace, all with the fresh Christian-themed tattoos, like maybe it's a camouflage or something, and then they find out you're American, and all of a sudden they don't want to talk to you. They get suspicious.
And all military-aged. All military-aged, not one woman or child with them. Yeah. Yeah, and they all claim to be from Homs, Syria, H-O-M-S, Syria. If that's any significance to anybody, maybe somebody, you know, from Homs, Syria can verify that or not if they know those people. But so anyway, we then were there for a day with these people because they get in there at around 5 in the morning, and then we didn't leave until the next day. So we're around these men, you know, like all day for 24 hours. And another thing that was interesting is during that time, so then that next night, the night before we're about to enter the jungle, there is actually a boat that comes and docks up next to these guys, and they're up all night talking to whoever's in that boat. I don't know what the significance is there, but what I will say is this. These men ended up taking a different route than we took. So we started with a large caravan of mostly Chinese, 60 to 70% Chinese. Then there were Venezuelans sprinkled in there. There were some Ecuadorians. There's actually a couple from Ethiopia. And then there was a somewhat large group from Afghanistan, maybe 15 to 20 people. Then there were these Syrians. And somewhere along the way, you know, it's a large caravan, but it's not that large. It was about 400 to 500 people, I want to say, right?
Well, and it's worth mentioning, too, for people listening, once they found out you were American, all of a sudden they started hiding their faces. They didn't want to be seen anymore. They're trying to make it so that you can't film them.
Correct. Correct. And so that's right. And so, you know, we all enter the jungle the next day. And like I said, it's a large caravan, but it's not that large. You start recognizing, you know, the different groups and the different faces, right, that are in this caravan. But the one group that I didn't see was the Syrians. And I kept talking to my brother. I was like, have you seen them? And the reason why I was asking is because these men were hostile to us and I didn't want to encounter them. I was like happy that I didn't see them anywhere. And the entire time I never saw these Syrian men taking the route that we took, even though we had the same starting point. So then, you know, after 2 days of trekking through the jungle, we get to a refugee camp. And the way that we got to this refugee camp, basically we got spit out on Highway 1, right? That's the Panamanian Pan-American Highway that goes from Alaska all the way down to the very tip, southern tip of Panama. And the way we got to this was we popped out on Highway 1 and we walked south to north, right? And we reached this refugee camp. These men, I was at the refugee camp, they ended up coming north to south, meaning they took an entirely different route to get to that same camp that we were at. So, you know, it's just another clue. It shows that these special interest aliens, these guys from Syria, are taking a route that's totally detached for whatever reason.
Well, I try to work it out in my head and I'm thinking, okay, the crew is pulling up some information there on the screen, and Homs, Syria, is well known as a Christian region of Syria, and apparently there's a bunch of revolutionary or freedom fighters there that I guess wanted to overthrow Assad, I think is what they showed on the screen there, guys, is what it said. So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe they did flee that area because it was devastated, and then maybe they didn't want to be on camera because they're afraid that somebody will identify them at where they're at. But what doesn't add up to me at that point is, why would they be hostile towards you? Why would they be hostile towards the American? And then the coincidence of the fresh tattoos and the matching crucifixes. I mean, it's all. And then why would they tell you that, too? Like, maybe that was all part of a narrative that they were trying to build in order to gain entry. I mean, there's so many questions there. But, you know, don't worry. I'm sure they'll get in and nobody will ever have to answer them.
Well, the point is we don't know who these men are. They could be anybody. And then the other point is that, okay, maybe these are, you know, God-fearing, God-worshipping men, right? They just want to go to church on Sunday and they want to open up. Okay, fine. But believe me, there are plenty military-age men, not just from Syria, but from tons of special interest, you know, countries that are headed in here every single day. So even if this group isn't anything, and you could speculate. I've given you all the information, the audience, so do with it what you will. We know for a fact, I mean, we can infer based off of this information that there are plenty of groups with sinister intent that must be coming in here probably on a daily basis.
Well, and I mean, how many groups would you say like this kind of just raised that suspicion, you know, just kind of raised that ire where you're like, something just feels off with this.
You know, different groups raise in different ways. Like, for example, you get people from all different countries that kind of give you bad looks being the American with the camera, right? But these guys were like, this group I felt the most unsafe with for sure. I mean, these guys, I felt like I was going to get my throat slit. You know, whereas the Venezuelans, and I'm not even saying that they're all bad people, right? Whereas the Venezuelans, though, the ones that are nasty to you, I'm more worried, okay, maybe this person's giving me the kind of vibe where he might jump me, right? But it's two totally different vibes. And then the Chinese aren't like that at all. The Chinese just kind of give you a nasty look, if at all, and then just keep their distance from you and don't go anywhere near you. So it's just different, man. Different cultures, different ways of handling the situation of the American with the camera.
Now, is all this footage available on your website? Because, I mean, you have, again, this is Pulitzer Prize-winning stuff, Pulitzer Prize-winning work that you've captured here. Is this all on muckraker.com?
The stuff that I've released, you guys could find it on my Twitter, which, granted, I've only released a small fraction of everything that I caught. My brother and I are going to be releasing a documentary as soon as possible, working on putting it together and releasing it. And it's going to be groundbreaking, man, because to the best of my knowledge, I don't believe that any journalist actually has taken the whole route. I've seen people do bits and pieces of it very well, but I've never seen anybody actually string it together and go all the way from Quito to the United States border.
Well, and when we get to the next segment, I want to talk about one of the more compelling parts of your story where you got kidnapped by the cartel and just an incredible story where, and then your commitment to finalizing this product and this project, you went back and you had to recapture a lot of the footage because they destroyed it. But, I mean, how easy is it, would you say? I mean, I can go to Chicago or New York and I can hop on subways and get around with pretty much little difficulty. Maybe you might hop on a wrong train or something. I mean, how easy is it to get on this, what is essentially a public transit for illegal immigration? How easy is this to navigate?
If you have the money, as long as your pocket's flush with cash, you will make it with no problem at all. No problem at all. Like, I can't express it. I can't express that enough. It is the easiest thing in the world to do.
How many people do you think were on this just in the short time that you were on this caravan? How many other people do you think essentially made the same trek that you made?
It's hard to say because the caravan splits and forms different groups along the way, but we know the numbers right now. It's like 10,000 people a day coming in, man. Let's go with that number.
So you would say you saw probably 10,000 different people on this?
Easily.
And that's just one man's journey. Final segment with Anthony Rubin on the other side. He's not going to win a Pulitzer Prize for this, but he probably should. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Last segment here with Anthony Rubin at Real Muckraker on Twitter. A lot of this footage is there, but it's just a small fraction of what he has. Muckraker.com as well for some other stories and exclusives. And really, I'm honored because a lot of this stuff is exclusive right now. A lot of this stuff he's showing and talking about for the first time. And I'm telling you, folks, this is Pulitzer Prize-winning stuff. They're not going to, you know, obviously give him an award for this because he's a good American and not a dirty commie. But that's a whole other story. This is the kind of stuff why InfoWars has to exist. This is the kind of stuff why the War Room needs to exist. This is why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so imperative. I don't want to take away any more of the time from this compelling story, but folks, please do some Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com or just shop for yourself and take advantage of the huge Christmas sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com so that we continue to have great guests in studio and interviews like this right here at Band.video and InfoWars.com. Let me just ask you a generic question and then kind of get back into the weeds of it here. How many miles, do you know how many miles you traveled overall on this journey?
2,000 and something.
2,000?
Probably more than 2,000, but that's directionally accurate. Between 2 and 3.
Does that count you having to go back and hop on the train a second time?
No, that probably add an extra 500 or so.
So let's talk about this, and I'll kind of just give a brief introduction of this, and then you get into the details. The first time you hop on, it's called the Beast Train.
The Beast Train, yeah.
So that's the train that you guys have seen probably. We've aired the footage on the show where they just load these trains up with people. They head to the southern border. Thousands of these people, they just come across. It's called the Beast Train. You actually took two rides on this. And now the first ride you took, you were on the roof. When you tried to cross the southern border, you got caught up by cartel members. They smashed your equipment. You lost all that footage. So you went back to take a second ride, get the footage again. Both those experiences were different. Let's lay into the details of that.
Absolutely. And before I do that, I need to just thank on air my brother Joshua Rubin, who was with you this entire time. If it wasn't for him, there was I might have gotten killed. I mean, I might have straight up been disappeared. It's far hard.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about the different dangerous situations you were in, but yeah, you took a risk.
Oh, straight up. And you know, it's exponentially harder to disappear two people at once than one. And so I could have easily been disappeared if I didn't have my brother with me. So Joshua Rubin, my best friend in the world, my brother. Couldn't have done it without him. But, you know, without further ado, to talk about what happened, you know, we were – so we crossed into Mexico, and we were smuggled into Mexico by who I believe was the Sinaloa cartel. And I say that because when we were in Guatemala, we met with Guatemalan authorities, and they told us – the Ministry of the Interior, that's who we met with. And they told us that the area that we were going to cross – by Tecunuman, that's the last town in Guatemala before you enter Mexico, the area that we crossed. They said that was controlled by Sinaloa cartel. Now, I didn't confirm that. I didn't talk to my smugglers and find that out. But based on that information, if you look at maps, the territorial control of these different cartels, most likely Sinaloa. But that was the first thing we did. We got smuggled into Mexico by Sinaloa. Just take that for what it is, extremely dangerous. I mean, sticking us in cars, these little cars with 10 people packed in them. The group that was with us when we did that was a group of military men from Sierra Leone that were all headed to America.
So are you just basically smash shoulder to shoulder in these deals?
Straight up.
Like a clown car situation.
Like a clown, exactly.
But
like
you get in. Okay, so that's how you get into Mexico.
So that's how you get into Mexico. Then we find a massive caravan that's a little bit further north than Tapachula. It's in Huixla. And we catch up with them, and they're all stopped. Mexican authorities have stopped them, and they won't let them go any further north. And I put up a video. You guys should air it. Feel free to air it this segment or in the future. They're all chanting for Biden. I got them all chanting Biden at the top of their lungs. The most insane thing I've ever seen. So you could see the
Is that on your Twitter?
That's on my Twitter.
Yeah, guys, try to find that as he's talking.
Yeah, you guys could find that.
They're chanting for Biden.
Chanting for Biden. Straight up. Thank God. You know, I lost all of my footage from this first caravan except for that clip. Thank God. That was the most important one.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, you guys. I don't know if you guys want to play the with sound.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a short clip, guys. Go ahead. This is on his Twitter. Well, it looks like we're having an issue there. Well, so why don't you just go ahead?
It's all right. It's all right. And you can see this caravan carries a cross, Contención es mi muerte, right? Like that you being content is his death. Like somehow you're responsible for that by not opening up your border, right? Us. But, you know, there it is again, if they're going to play with sound.
Now, how does this happen? How is it they're chanting Biden?
Yeah, you know, I had been talking to them about Biden before, and they probably figured that's what I wanted to hear. There was a lot of things that they said before this. They were all screaming that they were from Honduras. They were saying that they were going to America, and then this guy just starts chanting Biden.
So they knew it was Biden that made this possible as far as, you know, his presidency. If it wasn't for the Biden presidency, they know this trip isn't happening.
Oh, I'm sure. You ask them, you know, what's your opinion between Trump and Biden? This is going to be a whole big part of our documentary because I asked that question a ton. And all of them, they say that you ask them, hey, so what do you think about Trump? They'll go, oh, no, we don't like Trump.
Because they know that the whole reason this trip is even possible and all the free handouts and everything is because Joe Biden got back in. But since we're short on time, so your first trip on the beast train, and you get to the southern border, and this is where you get the cartel capture you, smashes your equipment, you have to go back again.
That's correct. So long story short, that was the first caravan that we embedded with. I rode the train of death on the top of it the first time, which is an important thing to mention, because the second time I rode in the inside of it, again, with my brother as well the whole time. And so anyway, right on the top of the train the first time. Then eventually we're going to cross back into the United States, and we're going to cross right across from Elon Musk's SpaceX in Boca Chica, Texas. And for multiple reasons, that's where he chose that. Long story short, we're kidnapped by the Gulf cartel. They blindfold us. They tie up our hands. Men with, you know, assault rifles and pistols. One of them made a kind of a veiled death threat to me.
How scared for you for your life are you at this point?
There was a part of me that was thinking that we might have a bullet pin in our head for sure.
Worst during the whole trip? Was that the worst? Was that the scariest part of the trip?
It was either that or being smuggled into Mexico by Sinaloa. But Mexico as a whole was, I mean, that country is sketchy by far. It was sketchier than the Darien Gap. I'd rather be in the jungle. That country is controlled, man, by serious criminal elements. And these are criminal elements. You know, to bring it back to the kidnapping, I was kidnapped by the Gulf cartel, okay? There are many different cartel groups that control our border in different areas of the border.
If they would have found drugs on you, they probably would have killed you.
Or a weapon. They were searching us for weapons. And they were searching us for wires. They thought that we were military or intelligence or something. They had no, you know. But they let us go. Thank God. But, you know, the point there, and, you know, whenever I tell the story and I tell the long version of it, whenever anybody asks me to do it, I always say at the end, I go, listen, this is not about me. This isn't some big self-aggrandizing story about how cool or brave I am that I got kidnapped. As a matter of fact, I find it to be very emasculating. Probably how you feel about prison. I mean, it's not like a cool thing to have another group of men take you against your will.
Yeah, to be bound and hauled around, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like proud of that at all, right? But the point that I always make is that there are literally, I mean, these men are narco terrorists. You look at what some of the terrorist videos that these people put out. It's meant to intimidate other groups of them straight up chopping off an enemy cartel member's head.
Well, it was only a couple months ago where those Americans got killed by the Gulf cartels. It's probably because they were trying to run drugs in their territory and it went bad.
Straight up. And so my point in saying that is what? I'm not trying to make this about me. My point is that I've experienced this firsthand. You literally have literal terrorists that are controlling our southern border.
Well, and that's what it is. Who controls the U.S.-Mexico border? The terrorists control it more so than the American people even have a say or a right to try to stop it.
Correct. Even, this wasn't our first. So I said I had a run-in with Sinaloa on the train. Not on the train. When we got smuggled to Mexico, we got loaded onto the train the first time. There were men that straight up. You ever seen the Batman that was made in the early 2000s? You know, the League of Shadows guys that trained Batman. These guys literally looked like they were from the Batman movie. They were members of the League of Shadows. I mean, they were wearing body armor. They had black face coverings, like a ninja basically, with only their eyes showing. They had a freaking sword tucked in their back behind their body armor, and they were all carrying either an AR-15 or a shotgun.
So these are well-funded, well-organized groups. But now you go back into Mexico to take the train ride for a second time.
That's correct.
This time you're in the train.
So we go back into Mexico. This time we get on the train again, and it's a whole different situation. We're on the train. We get on, and it's pouring rain out. I don't really even see anybody boarding the train, and then I just see this train out in the distance through the fog, and we go running up to it, and we see these groups that are kind of boarding, and we get a spot not on the top of the train, but on kind of inside of a boxcar, and eventually this thing starts running, starts going. And, they actually lock the doors from the outside. And you realize very quickly, you're like, wow, if this can go wrong instantly, I don't know who's – the next time they open up that door, there might be armed men facing me. But as soon as they did open up that door, a little while later, I went with my brother even though it was pouring rain. There's a picture right there. That was it at night. I took that with my phone. I mean, you can imagine how sketchy that is. And you're locked in there with these people.
Yep.
And you got no idea. So, but ultimately I know we're short on time here. Ultimately, we made it out. And that was that. Actually, the train ended up stopping because there was an issue with the tracks, and we actually had to walk through cartel-controlled territory about 8 miles to the city of Leon. I mean, it just – whatever – anything that could have gone wrong during this trip did, but we made it out. We're going to be putting out a documentary. We've got some incredible footage, stuff that I don't even know if anybody's ever filmed or documented. I mean, such as, this stuff right here. This is nothing compared to what else
we've
got.
There's so much more to discuss, folks, and I learned a little bit more during the breaks. Like, you'd think, I mean, Border Patrol obviously knows this is going on. I wonder if SpaceX knows the activity that's going on right outside of its property there. But I'm telling you, such compelling work here from Anthony Rubin at Real Muckraker on Twitter, muckraker.com. You will be on with Alex Jones tomorrow, and hopefully you can expose more about this experience. But this is just incredible work, man, and a lot of this is exclusive, so we thank you for sharing it with us today. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going?
going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com/show